The hour of 10:30 having arrived, the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for May 22, 2022. Representative Herr moves the minutes of May 22, 2022. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion prevails and the minutes are approved. The next item on the agenda is House Resolution 2022-R24A, Resolution on Compensation of House Employees. Chair moves approval of that resolution, and I invite Ms. Knight to present on the resolution.
Mr. Chair, members, my name is Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of Human Resources for the House. The resolution that you have before you, we are actually amending it, and we are changing the 2.5% increase that was approved previously to a 3% general increase effective July 1 for all staff. This also follows the Senate approving a 3% general increase for their staff, along with a 1% merit and also a $600 lump sum employee stipend.
And I would note that this is under the House budget pursuant to the state government finance budget bill that was approved in 2021. So as we all know, there was no state government bill in 2022. So this is within the existing House budget, and this affects staff only. This does not affect members. Any discussion to the for Ms. Knight or to the motion? Seeing none, the motion is to adopt House Resolution 2022-R24A. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the resolution is approved. The second resolution for approval is 2022-R29, Resolution on Employee Communication Stipends. And Ms. Julek, House Controller, will present.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Barb Julek, Controller for the House of Representatives. As some stated, the Senate, part of the Senate compensation package included a one-time stipend of $600 per employee. This resolution would be similar to that. You may recall the House had enacted a communication stipend for staff that expired last year, June. However, we continue to operate in a remote hybrid fashion since then. So this would reinstate that stipend for staff retroactively to last year, July, through October 31st, which is when the current remote hybrid work is set to expire. But the payment would be a one-time lump sum on October 31st paycheck for any staff employed as of that date.
And Ms. Julek, could you do the math for us? What is the amount of that?
Yep. So for the 16 months, if you were employed fully from July 1st through October 31st, that'd be 16 months at $125 or $2,000.
Representative New Brindley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ms. Julek, can I just ask why doing it as a lump sum? Is it just easier logistically to manage one lump sum rather than each month?
Mr. Chair, members, it is much easier.
Thank you.
Further questions or discussion? Seeing none, the motion is adoption of the 2022-R29 resolution on employee communication stipends. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. We have no other business before us. Members, thank you for taking time to be here. And I hope everyone enjoys a beautiful 4th of July weekend. Thank you.